Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, I received some complaints from those who work at MARTA. As you know, MARTA has suspended some of their rail service, or they have used a Sunday schedule for some of their routes, and they are suspending fares. You don't have to pay. You do, according to their protocol, have to enter the back of the bus to avoid contact with the MARTA driver. So they are doing these things. They are appearing to be socially responsible, but MARTA employees have said to me that MARTA is refusing to pay workers via vacation time, only sick time, and trains, buses, and other services. They need to be better cleaned, and also the services, they need to be better protected while delivering them. Unfortunately, the virus is starting to spread throughout the Transit Authority, according to many, and they say they all lack protective gear. All of them lack protective gear and need supplies in an effort to stay safe while continuing to provide a service. According to MARTA employees that contacted me, the CEO is refusing to pay hazard pay to workers who are keeping the system running. I have with me a whistleblower, and we're going to call her Kim. Kim is on the show. Kim is a bus operator for MARTA. Kim, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Kim. I want you to describe in your own words what's really happening at MARTA right now.
Well, you know, Dr. Ritchie, I've been with MARTA for going on a year now, and with this pandemic going on, it just seems like it's spreading like wildfire. And honestly, it's come to a point where it's really concerning to just be going to work, because as well as healthcare workers, MARTA employees, we're really on the front lines, not just with bus operators, but our station maintainers, our people who are supposed to be sanitizing the buses. It's just we're not really given any protection as far as hazard pay. We haven't received it. We haven't been able to get anybody to let us know if it's being considered or what's going on. As far as protective gear, we don't have anything other than a bottle of 2-ounce hand sanitizer that they've handed to us, which is just really baffling. We come in contact with many, many people from all over Atlanta every day, and we have to go home to our families at the end of the day. And we don't know who we've come in contact with. We don't know what we're bringing home to our families. And it's just really discerning that MARTA hasn't been transparent with us. And at this point, it really just feels like, to say the least, that they don't care.
Are the buses being sanitized as MARTA has reported?
To my knowledge, I feel like they could do a better job as far as sanitizing and cleaning the buses and trains, because before it wasn't being done at I wouldn't say 100%, and now I definitely don't think so, especially considering the circumstances.
What's happening right now as it relates to protective wear? Has MARTA issued any type of protective gear? Gloves, face mask, goggles, anything at all?
I was told that they were issuing one pair of rubber gloves, two operators. I myself have not received, nor have I witnessed them issuing any type of protective gear.
When did they say they would do that?
That was around sometime last week, I believe.
Okay. All right, we got more. I want you to stay, and I will come back to you on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a MARTA bus operator on the program talking about her experience with the current MARTA operation. It is contrary to what we have heard based on reports. We got more. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richie Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a MARTA bus operator. We are going to call her Kim. She is a whistleblower. She is on my show breaking a story that has not been reported yet. And that is the story of MARTA and what's happening inside of the agency. Kim, thank you for remaining on the show.
Hi.
Okay. Let's talk about individuals at MARTA who have tested positive. Are you aware of MARTA workers or leaders at MARTA testing positive for coronavirus?
Yes, I am. There have been, I don't know exactly how many confirmed cases, but I do know that it's over 3 confirmed cases of someone being infected with COVID-19 within the garages. However, I didn't learn that information from anyone in upper management. Once again, they're not very transparent or they don't keep us in the loop about these things. There has been people that bus operators have come in contact with that have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, which again is very concerning because, like I said before, we're coming in contact with people, then we're going home to our families. I have 2 young kids at home, you know. My biggest fear is bringing something home to them. And just on top of everything, it's just the situation. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's very serious pandemic.
Why do you think the agency, MARTA, has not issued protective gear as of yet, gloves, face mask, et cetera?
I can't think of any valid reason other than the fact that they're just not being proactive, because I don't see why they haven't taken those steps to protect their employees.
Let's talk about the vacation time. All right. People have accrued vacation time and they are looking to use that vacation time because right now, obviously, students are at home. Parents do not have the option of daycare like they did before. And they're saying, you know what, let me take some of this vacation time that I've earned. You're telling me that MARTA is not even honoring vacation time right now. Why is that?
I'm not sure why that is. Maybe they don't want to spend any funds that they may have in bulk, I guess. Maybe it's multiple employees filing to use vacation time, and they just don't want to put that much money out at once. One of the things that I don't understand is why we have to suffer when, as the president is supposed to be issuing this stimulus package that MARTA would benefit from, as well as other big corporations. Why do the employees have to suffer financially when there's going to be money there that will be allocated for, that could be allocated for employees to continue to receive pay?
You know, I was surprised that MARTA is not paying hazard pay. Even some governments are now paying hazard pay. There was an announcement from DeKalb County just recently that frontline workers are going to continue working and they're going to receive pretty significant hazard pay. Other private companies are doing the same thing because they have frontline employees and they understand the risk. And something I've done personally, Kim, I have started actually tipping the cash register, the cashier at a cash register, because I feel as if they should receive a little extra right now during a pandemic where every interaction is risky. Why is it that MARTA has not considered, in your opinion, why have they not considered paying the ones who are continuing to work some level of hazard pay?
In my opinion, they probably just don't. How I see it is, they're not there. You know, they're there. They're not on the front lines with us. They're up in their offices. Some of them are probably working from home. So they don't have to. The fear is not. It is not as evident to them, I guess. Maybe they don't consider it from our point of view, and maybe so that's kind of preventing them from giving us hazard pay. Maybe they don't feel like it is the seriousness of it. Maybe they don't understand the seriousness of what's going on, because I would hate to say that they just don't care, you know?
Yeah, what would you like to see happen?
I just really would like to see some transparency and some honesty from upper management. I want to see, you know, some respect and more of a appreciation for your employees, because you're asking us to risk our lives, essentially, you know, to provide a service to the community, which is something that I love doing. But I don't want to do it at the cost of my health, of my children's health, of the passengers' health, you know, of the health of anybody that I come in contact with. They have the rear door situation that they've done, which it's helpful to some extent, but to the passengers it is not, because you have the same amount of ridership, and that's another point. They say ridership is down. It is not. Ridership is normal, if not higher than it was before, due to the fact that there is free. So you have over 20 people, and they're all squeezing into the back of the bus because they're not allowed to sit in the front, and they're essentially on top of each other. So now you have 20 or more people in a confined space, not 6 feet apart. And what is that saying about how MARTA care about its customers?
Wow, we didn't know that. So you're telling us that ridership is actually the same, if not higher, because the fare is suspended. There's no charge to ride, and there's more congestion because they are limited where they can sit once they get on the bus.
Yes, and I have been told personally by people that I know that ride MARTA, and people that I've actually transported on MARTA, that it's very uncomfortable. They feel uneasy because they have to sit within such close range with other people on the bus.
This is so interesting. I thank you, Kim, for your courage. I appreciate what you're doing every day. You are a current bus operator, so you're out on the front lines working every day. We thank you for this opportunity on air today to bring more light to what's happening. We appreciate you. We have reached out to MARTA for them to have a response. I will reach back out to MARTA again today and see if they're willing to come on record, on air, and give their side of the story. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you allowing us to use your platform to kind of speak through you and just get the issues that we're facing every day out there, and to let people know that we are at risk, and we need some help.
Thank you, Kim. 404-892-2703. Wow. A lot of new information. A lot of new information. And some of this information is contrary to what we thought. It is contrary to what we thought about ridership being way down. It is contrary to our understanding that MARTA bus drivers were exercising or practicing those elements of protection that we all know are common sense protections. They're not doing it because it seems as if the agency does not have a program or a protocol to make sure the drivers have protective gear. We understand that there has definitely been a shortage, but now I see everyday people with masks, with face masks. I see gloves. There's no shortage of gloves. And according to Kim from MARTA, she was told they would receive gloves last week, and that has not happened. I got questions. Maybe somebody has an answer. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.